You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Here we are at City Hall waiting for the parade to start. There's got to be half a million people here.
Have to be. It is a miracle that the three of us are standing here today.
I want to get here.
Oh, my gosh. I want to personally thank the Houston Police Department and Fire Department, because without them, I don't think we'd be here. It is dense. You and I were here for the Rockets parade in 94 and 95. Nothing like it at all.
Remember that?
I was here. I was working in Beaumont at the time and covered it. And not as many, you know, this is unbelievable, the turnout.
Yeah.
Not surprising, though.
Not at all.
The city loves the Astros and still celebrating after that World Series title.
So the parade's supposed to start at 2 o'clock.
Right.
Of course, we're going to be showing that. We've got our crew spread out over the entire parade route. We'll be going back and forth between one and the other. Right now, I can't hear the producer because I'm not hooked up.
We'll get you hooked up. But here's the thing. So I mentioned getting here. So many people are trying to find ways to get here. Our Sky 2 is over a metro station where obviously everybody is relying on Metro Rail to make their way in. And, you know, that's about it, because I don't know of any other option. There were so many people walking who aren't taking the rail. They're parking on the outskirts. They were walking up Dallas Street, up Allen Parkway. You know, those roads are blocked up to a point. So people are finding places to park wherever they can and make their way in.
I would think at this point, you may not make it.
Can I put in a plug right here?
Yes.
Just watch it on Channel 2.
Now you're talking.
There you go. There you go.
I think that might be your best bet,
honestly, at this point.
We're going to be live out here from now until 7 o'clock because we're going to go straight through the parade into our 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock news.
Hey, look at it.
Woo. There's George Springer with that trophy on top of the fire truck.
Springer Dinger.
MVP of the World Series.
Parade just getting started. They actually have expanded the parade route by a couple of blocks because so many people showed up. They dictated the parade route.
Yeah, it went farther to St. Joseph Parkway, over to that side of downtown. So this thing is going to last, I think, much longer than they anticipated to. There are a couple of fire trucks that are set up there along Bagby Street. All of the players are loading up right now, the coach, the owner, and we can't wait. We are stationed right behind Smith Street at Lamar. So we really can't wait until the fire trucks make their way. You're going to hear the crowd just erupt as they get closer. But man, the energy here in downtown Houston is palpable. It is exciting.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
I tell you what, I got here a couple hours ago leading up to Houston Live, and the streets, they were chanting, "Let's go after me." They have been waiting for this hour. Many of these people got here like at 8 o'clock this morning to get a spot.
They were the smart ones.
They were, yeah. And the chants have been endless. Everybody's high-fiving one another, a lot of smiles, a lot of bonding going on along the streets here in downtown.
Still looking at George Springer's back here. He's on Tower 69, one of the many fire department trucks out here. Got the big ladder trucks out. All the players will be on top of those trucks as they wend their way through this, 12-block parade route, now extended?
14-block parade route now. They anticipated 500,000. I got a feeling we're going over that.
I do,
absolutely,
too.
Yeah. Really, one of the reasons that we're here, what the heck is that?
That's why.
Is because when the parade ends, right there on the steps of City Hall, we're going to be hearing from the mayor. We're going to be hearing from the owner of the...
Jim Crane.
Yep.
Jim Crane, I'm sure we'll hear from... we were talking earlier, I wouldn't be shocked if we see... I know Roger Clemens is walking around. Bagwell, Biggio, some of the legends will be
here. They're all here.
They may be on stage talking to them, I'm not sure.
Yeah. This is such a great event, not only for the current team, this young team, but for all the guys who came before.
Absolutely. Well, I had that interview with Craig Biggio on the field that I think we ran the other night. He had to collect himself when I was talking to him. I said, this is moments after the trophy presentation, and he had to stop and collect himself. He looked around, and he welled up.
Sure.
This is the most of time. He's been around this organization almost 30 years now. And he finally sees a championship. They're all a piece
of
the
part. Well, they came so close.
They did.
You know, at times, and then weren't able to really bring home the trophy that we see Springer holding today.
I think, in a way, they feel that it's partly theirs.
Absolutely.
As just being a member of this team, and one thing that has impressed me so much is how cohesive and connected this team really is. There's no I in team when it comes to the Astros. They are in it for each other, and I get that sense with this current group, but also with the past group, our Killer Bees, who are there today. It's all in.
It's a team of 4 million people.
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, every single Houstonian feels they're part of this team.
That's right.
And the team feels we're part of it, too.
And I think that's why we're seeing the attendance here today. It's the collective nature of this, and that we are all a part of this massive celebration that we've earned.
2 months away from the greatest disaster this city has ever seen.
And here we are.
We're having the greatest celebration this city has ever seen.
It's only appropriate. And you mentioned how close this team is. I think a lot of it goes to how young this team is. They're just having fun in this whole process. Whereas in 2005, when they went to the World Series, even Bagwell said they were so stoic. He said, this team's loose. They're just having fun. But the young kids
right.
having
it's
fun.
It's like a big party.
It is.
Speaking of fun, did you guys happen to see Carlos Correa and Daniela Rodriguez on the Today Show this morning?
No, I did not. Wait a second. Were they actually in New York, or did they
No, it was done. Yeah, they Skyped them from Houston. But it was about the proposal. And now the city has fallen in love with those two. And I think there's a new hashtag, that ring, though.
That's right.
Oh, I mean, above and beyond.
Well done, my
shame. I didn't think I'd ever see that.
There you go. Way to go, Carlos.
Well done.
Yeah, I was worried that they were going to go to New York, that the Today Show would talk to them to go in there.
Right.
But I should have known there's no way Carlos was going to leave.
No. But it was a precious interview, and everybody on the Today Show set fell in love with them this morning.
What does she have to say?
I mean, she's over the moon. I mean, she's his biggest cheerleader, his biggest fan. And they are, you can see how in love they are. And so now they get to celebrate this together. And like his fellow teammate Verlander and Upton, who are getting married in Rome.
I saw that. Justin Verlander will not be here. He and Kate Upton
went to Italy to get married.
We might have some babies when they win the World Series next year.
It could happen.
that's what we'll be looking at next year.
Yep.
The young team with their brand new infant.
Well, that and the young team, people were asking, can they keep winning more of these? And it's like, yes, they're built to win. This team's not going to change a lot next year or the year after. This team's going to stay intact. They're going to make subtle changes, maybe to the bullpen and kind of strengthen that a little bit.
Right.
They're going to be right back in business. So will the LA Dodgers. So I wouldn't rule out a rematch if they can make it all the way again.
Okay, we're up in our Sky 2 helicopter now, looking live down here on the crowds, the throngs of people who have come out here to honor the 2017 World Series champion, Houston Astros. Parade is starting. You can see the marching bands down there.
Oh, well, you can feel it. I can actually hear it in my heart. They're right here along 5th at Lamar Street, as you can see.
Yeah, we're just to the right there.
Maybe you can see us.
We're right by those trees on the right.
Dominique's pointing to your TV set.
Yeah,
can you see it?
Can't see it. But if you see that tall white tower.
Right there. That's just to the left of us. So we're to the right of it, right?
Yeah, we're in these trees.
We're right down here.
We're in the trees to the right.
We're hiding in a canopy. But we're in there.
We can hear that band loud and clear. I'm not sure what the band is, where they're from, but they sounded pretty good, didn't they?
They sounded great. Yeah.
Well, as I mentioned, we have reporters stationed at strategic routes all along the parade route here. We'll be going to them eventually as they begin to see the different elements of this parade coming by.
When you see us back on camera, what you're seeing behind us is the crowd that's gathered here at City Hall at the Reflection Pond. This is the staging area when after the parade, everybody's going to come, make their speeches, get the crowd really riled up. They're anticipating this to last hours. Hours. This basically, the city has stopped. Work has stopped. School has stopped. Everybody has arrived downtown to take part in this ginormous party.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
The governor of Texas, I believe, is here as well. He'll be on the parade route.
Yeah.
A lot of notables. Sylvester Turner, I'm sure, will be here as well. The mayor probably on stage speaking. Once the Astros get there, but the parade itself is first up, and we're underway here downtown Houston.
We're watching as you are, since we're in our little canopy here. We can't see who's coming next, but we're waiting to see who's going to round the corner here at McKinney and Smith. The crowd is getting loud. So it's going to be big, and it's going to be good.
I mean, it's 15.
Oh, hey, look what that is. It's the train.
Or a replica of it. Yeah, it would be a replica of the train
from Minute Maid Park.
Yes. It's a float made after the
train.
Very nice. That's great.
Well, that train conductor got a lot of airtime during the playoffs. He's a popular guy in this town. He gets them riled up during the baseball games during Minute Maid.
I loved it when the Dodgers fans said, please, no more Train.
No more Train.
All those home runs were really getting on their nerves back in Los Angeles.
And obviously we have a Train because the ballpark was built on the grounds of Old Union Station. It's a fan favorite. I think the kids love the Train as much as they love their ball players.
Yeah, a lot of people wonder.
You get the Train out there in orbit. Yeah. Kids are going to love that.
Okay, who do we have in the car here? Can you see that?
I can't tell if it's the owner.
Is it Jim Crane?
It looked like it was, but I'm not sure.
I think Governor Abbott may be in that red car coming in. I believe it is.
Oh, it's Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Oh, I think it was Governor Greg Abbott in the first car.
In the first car?
Yes. Again, we're watching with you, so we're trying to identify and figure it out at the same time. Makes it kind of fun.
Well, the Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is a Houstonian. He started out his career as a sportscaster here.
That's right.
So he's been reporting and had been reporting on the Astros for the better part of, 43 years? And now he sees a championship here in the city.
We've got folks on skates. Getting the crowd pumped up. They've got signs.
I think that some of the crowd has become part of the parade.
About an hour ago, ahead of the parade, the folks from the Houston Police Department came through and the fans were giving them a good round of applause.
Right?
So you've got the parade noise on one side, you've got the music on the other. Here's street level now.
Parade starting out with cars carrying dignitaries.
The first one that we saw was Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Everybody, of course, waiting for the fire trucks to come through with the players.
Can you imagine the noise when that happens?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you what, people want to see this so badly, they're perched on top of porta potties. Okay? I've never seen anything like it in my entire life.
There's somebody on top of our live truck.
There's
right
someone
there.
On our live truck. There are kids up in trees. Forget about the bleachers. They are packed rows and rows and rows deep. People just are dying to be out here and to be a part of this celebration. The energy, the music, the parade, it is exactly what our city needed today.
Now we're looking at
we're looking at the players.
There's one
now
of them that's working. It's great. You see the players on top of the fire truck right there. I guess all of them are on one truck. I don't know if they spread them out or not.
They may have them on, with the Rockets parade, I remember they were on two. So
yeah,
we'll see. Sometimes
one.
They had families on the second one, but they're behind us. So they're on the streets behind City Hall. They're going to round City Hall, make their way up to Smith Street, which is where this parade starts. And by the time that happens, it's going to get really loud. So you're seeing this on television, but the crowd in front of us isn't seeing this. So I can't wait to hear their excitement when they finally get their eyes on their Houston Astro champs.
As we watch the Houston Fire Department, remember that helmet we saw a while ago said, we got this.
We got this.
And they got the team members right now. And their families,
and
it looks
families,
like.
Yep.
Oh, what a thrill for them to bring home a victory to this city that's been waiting 56
years. That's right. They've come close. They were there in 05. Didn't work out. They had other years back in the 80s, 90s, but they had good teams. And just couldn't punch that ticket to the World Series or playoff game. It's not easy to get there. You know, you don't take it for granted. You get to one, you can't count on more. You hope there's more. But
right.
Well, always the case.
I think there's going to be more now, though.
I think there will be, too.
But there are a lot of people who feel that way. They don't think this is a one-time, a one-hit wonder, basically.
No.
They look at this team and how it's gelled and the character of these players, and they're thinking, well, wait a second. If we did this in 2017, what's to stop us from doing it again in 2018 and so on? So that's the great thing. This is the start of what could be many victory parades. That's what we're hoping for.
We beat the Yankees. We beat the Dodgers. People, frankly, were shocked.
Well, I saw a nice graph yesterday. Boston, New York, Los Angeles, two powerhouse.
These are legendary teams.
Legendary programs, and I might add the top three payroll teams in all of baseball.
Right.
You just blew those guys away. That was really cool.
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with talent, but a lot of it also has to do with heart. Right. This team has a lot of heart, and it's got a city of champions behind the team.
Even games this season, they've won 101 games, but the games they were down, they had many comebacks. You knew how talented this team was offensively. Even if they're down 4 or 5 runs, you knew they could erase that quickly, and they did that many times this year.
Oh, yeah. Game five.
Oh, that was great.
Lord,
crazy.
That's
one of the best.
Game
ever.
Five, game seven.
Yep.
2, 5, and 7. Terrific. Terrific ball game.
There was a lot of neurotic food eating going on during those games.
Well, yeah.
I binged on chocolate more than I ever have in my entire life.
Yeah, I confess to my share of that as well.
So as we look at the parade route, our marching band, you know, and this is the really cool thing. So HISD basically canceled school today. They said, look, we know this is where everybody right. wants to be. Private schools are sort of winging it. You know, they're saying if you want to take your kids out, take them out. And a lot of families did. There are families here from all over taking part in this, celebrating, and this is one of those things that these kids will never forget.
Absolutely, and apart from HISD, the other school districts either let school out or they went half a day so that the kids could get to the parade. Now, getting here, that's another story.
Another story.
You should see, and I hope we do later, the parking garages along Smith Street packed to the rafters every single floor with fans hanging over.
Hanging on the side, I saw that. Yeah.
Well, you want to see the party going on behind us here at City Hall. I feel like there are two separate events that are going on. The folks here jamming to the music, waiting for the players, and then the folks right there at the street along the parade route watching all of these participants go by.
Many of the Astros actually showed up this morning at Minute Maid Park meetings, and they met with the media. Then they all gathered on the buses to come over here. And I understand a handful of them, I haven't heard names yet, but quite a few are on their way to Disney World tomorrow.
I figured that would happen.
And they'll be taking part in the Disney parade there in Orlando tomorrow.
And then I guess they'll go to the White House at some point as well.
At some point they will. George Springer was asked about that in his news conference today, and he says, if the team's invited, I'm going.
Perfect.
There you go.
So.
Listen
wow.
to the crowds. It's a constant roar.
Unbelievable.
There's people from, the people behind us are half a block away from the parade, but they see the fire truck and they're yelling, and the confetti.
It's all over the place over there.
Yep. Confetti is all over the place.
Oh my gosh, it's just incredible.
If
you they come to our right, right here.
Yeah, if
the players are coming by us right now. There's our street level shot.
I love the reactions I'm seeing on the faces of these
wow.
guys in Dallas Tigers.
The bearded one.
An emotional time for these guys,
yeah.
too.
Tell you what, they're not going slowly. They're moving right along.
They are. And here comes the second fire truck right here, full of some players and family.
Incredible. Players are going by. The confetti is dropping. Everybody is screaming at the top of their lungs. White, orange, blue confetti is spraying everywhere. Wow. There they go.
World Series belt.
Josh Reddick holding out the belt.
I saw Reddick, right there with a big orange hat on. Listen to the crowd.
We are pumped to be here. Our players are thrilled to be atop of ladder trucks in downtown Houston. The crowd, I can't even describe the energy. In fact, I just tried to roll some video. I'm trying to upload it on social media. What am I thinking?
Yeah.
What am I thinking? Nothing's going out. There's no signal nowhere.
Well, we just saw three different fire trucks come through with all the Astros. The last one just moments ago with the manager, A.J. Hinch, and his wife, Erin, and many of the players on board. And he had that fun. He was recording video, too, just checking, soaking it all in. And
yep.
What a scene.
A lot of props for A.J. Hinch during this series. He's been a great manager.
Third year here, and when he came here, he instilled this approach this winning tradition where you play hard every day. You don't let up, even if you're down. And he's instilled out these young guys, and it's the veterans buy in as well. And two playoff trips in 3 years now and a World Series title.
Oh, we got some crowd surfing going on here.
Oh, here we go. And we got some old school jerseys. Yeah. He's pumped.
We saw a lot of that the other night. The night that they won, the crowd outside Minute Maid Park,
There's a lot of crowd surfing. On your screen.
I can't believe he's not down on the ground.
I can't believe they're not body passing him.
Yeah, that's what would happen.
Exactly. So we got the real Orbit and then a inflatable Orbit behind him. We got the band.
Yeah, this parade seems to, but they've already made the turn here. That's a good indicator it's moving along quickly.
Oh, I know. They're really cutting along.
They will come all back behind eventually. The players will behind City Hall make their way to the stage. Much of the crowd continues to file in here to the plaza because they know what's next. Hearing all these speeches, I've not seen a list of who's talking today. I don't know how many Astros are going to be talking. I know Springer will for sure.
Yeah, there has been a list released. The mayor's on it. Jim Crane's on it.
Yep.
The governor's on it.
Player-wise, I bet we'll hear something from Altuve.
We usually hear from state and local leaders first, and they bring on the players and the coach.
Yep.
Because you know we really want to hear from the state and local leaders.
Well,
I can't wait till we get to the Congress.
I know, right? So we're taking in some good 80s tunes behind us as we take a look at the screen here. We're looking at cheerleaders. The crowd's so excited.
I think I saw the University of Houston band come through.
Right.
Maybe that first base could have been Texas.
I'm seeing Cougar red and white right here. So
it might be them,
yeah. U of H. I'm also looking forward to hearing this crowd behind me, and I know a lot more people are going to file in once the players arrive, too, to hear them speak.
We got people climbing the trees here at the Reflection Pond at City Hall so they
get a better view. In. Do you see this?
All the trees have people, yeah.
Can you take a shot real quick of the three of us? Because what's happening is everybody who is along the parade route, they're now starting to jump over fences and move in to the Reflection Pond area here at City Hall. And this is basically the next phase of what's going to happen is back here. It's already a sardine can with people, and more people are starting to make their way in. The stage is right behind us, which you're looking at right now. That's the music we're listening to. And this is eventually the place where all of our leaders will be and the players.
That's the stage there at City Hall, right at the foot of the Reflection Pond. Mm-hmm. And everybody who's part of this parade, after party, you might call it, will be speaking from there. And as we mentioned, everybody's trying to make their way from the parade route to City Hall because they know that that's where we're going to see the players eventually start to speak.
And this is what's still happening streetwide, where we have fans that are packed in 10, 20 rows deep, excited to see the marching band, the cheerleaders, and everything that is a part of today's parade, most importantly, cheering on and celebrating our players.
That's the TSU band, I believe.
Hey, there you go. Thank you, Horned Frogs. I hope you're able to feel the energy that we are here. The noise, the level of excitement is just, it's a thrill to be a part of.
I know.
You know, for the...
Okay.
Fans who have come downtown to watch the team parade through the downtown area. This parade is going to be over all too soon. I mean, it's just moving right. That appears to be almost near the end of it. The players have gone by. Everybody's seen the players. The rest of it.
So basically, this has already passed us. So you're going to see the train, and eventually you will see the fire trucks with the players coming up on your TV set. They're already toward the end of the parade route, and that's where this camera is stationed toward the end of the route.
You know, walking up here.
Go ahead, Bish.
Walking up here on Smith Street, I didn't see any big Jumbotron TVs set up on the street so that folks could watch the City Hall celebration. They probably should have done that because everybody's going to try to rush.
They're all going to come here.
Yeah, there's only so much more room. I don't know how much more I could hold, actually, this plaza.
And they are. Do you see all the crowds coming in now from McKinney at Smith Street? They're all pouring in.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a very tight situation here at City Hall.
All right, here is Sky 2 over the players, the fire trucks. Look how thick these crowds are. It's really incredible.
God, here's some police officers marching along the trucks. But, you know, this is the kind of city where you don't have people misbehave. I mean, people are going to stay contained to the areas where they're supposed to. They won't rush.
Okay, hey, guys, can you hear me back there? Right now, we have the governor up. Governor Greg Abbott just passed a few minutes ago.
Keith Garvin, I believe.
Yeah, hey there. It's Keith Garvin right here. If you take a look, you want to zoom on in down here tied to the governor of the state just came by. He's in his Correa jersey, and his wife is in his in the Altuve jersey. And so the fans here are more than excited. We just had Houston City Council members also come by. Right now we have a group of roller skaters coming by in their Houston Astros Foundation shirts. And so, my goodness, confetti is flying. We have the skaters coming through. You know it's a parade when we have the skaters coming by, and they all have these faces, these cutouts of a lot of the players that are here right now. And as you can see in front of us, we have the confetti already falling down. The players haven't even made it here yet. We already have roller skaters, and we have confetti as well. So right now we're at Smith and Peace, and this is toward the end of the parade route. And so the first stages of the parade are starting to get to us where we are now. And, of course, the Astros players and the managers and their families are all just shortly behind us, a few blocks away. But, man, what a crowd right here. A great, interesting float. I can't tell you exactly who or what this is, but they are here to help celebrate the Astros. And so we'll welcome them along with everybody else. But they have the Houston Strong decal on the back. We have another group of folks walking through. They're not identifiable right away, but they have their Earn History T-shirts on. And they are walking down the street with these Astro little balloon dealios, if that's what you want to call them. But, now we have, my goodness, who does not associate American sports with the Budweiser Clydesdales? They are just a block away. They're making their way. They were here in town during the first games 3, 4, and 5 of the World Series, and then they went back to L.A. They actually have about 3 different teams. We talked to the folks who were in charge of the Clydesdales, and look at these magnificent animals. I mean, they're over 2,000 pounds apiece. They're about 16 hands, 16 and a half hands high, and they are just magnificent animals. If you can see, we have their Dalmatian is riding up top with the handlers as well. And these beautiful animals right here, this is American sports. This is as American as mom and apple pie and baseball. And they are just some magnificent, beautiful animals. You see the Dalmatian up top there with the handlers as well. And so now we have the Astros Dazzlers. They're walking through at this point. Again, we're at Smith and Peace. They're coming through. Crowds definitely excited to see them as well. Have some members of the Astros staff walking with them. If you've been to any of those games, you know that these young ladies come out several times throughout the game. They toss out T-shirts. They come out, they get the crowd hyped, and so certainly always happy and glad to see them. But more Astro staff coming down as well. Folks in the Chevrolet truck, I'm assuming that these folks, they're obviously at least Astros fans, don't know exactly who they're with, but hey, they're here to get the crowd hyped up as well. It's not going to take much on a day like this when we're celebrating our Astros. Everybody, and now as you can hear the crowd is chanting Houston. The crowd is chanting Houston. It's just an amazing sight to see, something amazing to witness. I'm going to turn it back to you guys for now.
All right. All right, That's Keith Garvin. He's down by the Whitehall Hotel, which is the end of the parade route. So it looks like there's still more parade route to come. More parade to come as Orbit makes his way by that area.
Orbit, a crowd pleaser. The kids love him. This crowd is half kids. Most of them got out of school today. No quizzes, no tests, no way. It's all about Astros, it's all about the parade, and they're thrilled to be here.
Yeah, something tells me a lot of schools outside of HISD are missing a few students.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's
a miracle office cubicles empty today, maybe?
Most of the private schools went half a day and released them around 11 o'clock. Here comes one of the fire trucks with the players making its way towards City Hall, where they'll all get off here at Bagby, right between City Hall and the library, if you know where that is.
Look at all the flags, the signs that everybody made to wave on and to show our team.
As a matter of interest, you might like to know that there was going to be a parade one way or the other. You like to think that it would have been as well attended and as huge if we had not won the World Series, and I kind of think it would have been, but since we did, we've got a much more jubilant crowd than we would have otherwise.
These trucks getting closer to their final destination, which is right around the corner from where we are. Everybody's looking forward. There was one fan that was kind of pushed back. He was getting a little crazy. Everybody looking forward to hearing these players talk today.
That's
what do you see, Randy?
That's the first truck.
That's the trophy, right?
That's George Springer there.
Our MVP.
If you're looking at it right now, front right, that's George Springer.
Do you know anything about the design of the trophy, Wyatt?
Honestly, I don't. I know it's been a standard look for a while, and they may have had some subtle tweaks to it, but
it looks like a number of World Series pennants all the way around it.
So maybe there's a significance in the number. Something to Google.
Well, I think it's been really cool. Obviously, you see it out here, everybody in their hats and jerseys. But even since I arrived back from L.A., in the airport, people flying out day after the World Series win.
Right.
In gas stations, grocery stores. People are just breaking out their Astros beers to show the support.
Half of it's been purchased in the last 48 hours as we've done stories on KPRC Channel 2. But what's incredible, and I know you guys were watching the news this morning like I was, you know, a lot of these people have been here since 7, 8 o'clock in the morning to get that coveted front row spot to be able to take in the Astros. And for, you know, those of us who got here a little bit later than 7 or 8 in the morning, getting here was really an act of Congress. I mean, I count my lucky stars that we're all here today and in place, because this is nothing like the masses that were here. And the Rockets parade back in 94 and 95 was very well attended. But look at how much the city has grown since then.
And here we are early in November already with temperatures in the high 80s and a relative humidity almost to match.
Yeah.
So,
Perfect. It
feels like over 90 degrees out here right now, and these folks, as you say, have been here all day long. I mean, walking here, I was drenched with sweat.
Absolutely. And just getting in here, cutting through this crowd, the heat in between all these people, and that might be a bit of a concern as more people get behind us.
I really think it will be a
problem. If it's a bright, sunny day, you'd be a little concerned.
Right.
Well, that's a good point, Randy.
We have some cloud cover,
thankfully. That is a great point, Randy.
Yeah.
Because if it was full sunshine, we'd have a problem here with all these children.
I just think when you look at all the sports teams, and we have such great followings with the Rockets, with the Texans, obviously, Dynamo. There's something about baseball. This is a great baseball city. It's a football town as well, and a basketball town when the playoffs roll around. But there's something about baseball, I think, that draws the family a little bit more.
It does.
Any other sport at all, but baseball is America's pastime.
That's a great point, Randy.
It draws the kids, the parents, the grandparents, unlike other sports, I think. That's one reason you see the turnout.
Yeah.
It offers a lot more value for a family.
Yeah.
They can get to the ballpark for a reasonable amount.
Right.
There are a lot more ball games, of course, and that's part of the reason, but when they're home, you know, if they want to come in, there's an entry price they can afford. Bring the family.
And one story I've really enjoyed hearing over the days in that vein is, you know, people our age, 40s, 50s, 60s, who were children watching the Astros, are now being able to finally see this with their children to take in a championship.
Needs a lot.
You know, we've all been there as kids. I've watched them in the Astrodome. It's a part of our fabric growing up here. And to be able to see this and now celebrate it with our families and our kids makes it very special.
Well, I got a text from my dad moments after the World Series. I saw it later after Game 7. And we've been going to games since I was a little kid and diehard Astros fan. And he's been waiting for this as well. He's 80 years old. He's been seeing a lot of Astro games. And I could tell he was taken back by the emotional side of winning a Game 7 and finally winning a World Series.
It is a great generational story. And I remember going to Astros games in the Astrodome back in the early 70s. Back then, they would have nickel beer nights, believe it or not. People would show up with trays and go buy, you know, 10 beers
right.
for 50 cents and get back to their seats. By seventh inning stretch, you almost couldn't see the scoreboard.
This is the Astrodome, right?
They
the
Astrodome.
Cold
right?
foam of the dome,
the
right?
The coldest
right.
foam
right.
in the dome. Yeah, they say the coldest foam in the dome is on the roam. Better come get it for I take it on home.
The beer was a nickel. What was on hot dog?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, they were a quarter?
Yeah.
Quarter,
that's
yeah.
a cheap night right there, isn't it?
Absolutely. Bag of peanuts, 35 cents.
Yeah, beat that.
What's a bag of peanuts now? $6?
$6-$7 probably. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. That's inflation for you. A beer? I don't even know what a beer cost.
$9? $9 or $10, yeah. I mean, you're talking. They get you. You better come ready to pay when you arrive at the ballpark.
No,
that's
no, nothing, no short sporting event is
now, we do have dollar hot dog days here. With
on Wednesdays during, I believe, during every home game Wednesdays during the season, I believe is their dollar hot dog night at Minute Park.
No more nickel
always
beer
popular.
Nice,
what a great shot, guys, seeing our ladder truck here, 69, carrying the players, rounding the corner.
There's Carlos Correa right there.
Right, the number one. Look at the fans. So this is toward the end of the route now.
What a story with Correa and some of these guys. Here's Correa, who was, guys, he was drafted in 2012, coming out of high school in Puerto Rico. And he moved up the ranks quickly. Also in that same draft, 2012, was Lance McCullers.
Right.
And that's what took Craig Biggio back. He said, look at all these guys on our field right now. These are all from the pipeline. We drafted a lot of these guys, not all of them, but a lot of these guys have come through the ranks. And when you draft, you roll the dice, hoping that they could pay off and become major contributors, lead you to a World Series. Sure enough, several of the Astros have.
And speaking of Correa, Bill, what's your saying when a guy gets engaged?
You mean about the best time and the worst time in a man's life? We'll get to that, dude. But back to Biggio. You know, Biggio was a kid when he started on this.
He was. He came out of Seton Hall early, and remember he was a catcher initially in his career. But he was one that kind of moved up quickly as well. Before you knew it, he was in the big league.
Yeah.
And my first spring training, when I was working at Beaumont, was 1991 at Kissimmee, Florida. And 92, and that's when Bagwell arrived.
Yeah.
And he had the mullet haircut. You know, they got him from Boston. Little did we know, you're looking at two Hall of Famers right there.
Right.
And now they have statues outside of Minute Maid Park.
And they're still very close with the team.
Oh, both
Bagwell
very
and
well connected. And
yeah.
They better make room for some more statues, because you've got players, superstars on this team. You got Bagwell, Biggio there now. You might as well get an Altuve ready down the road. But he's only 28 years old. He got a lot of baseball.
I can't wait to see some shots of those guys, because we know they're here today taking this in, and they'll probably be behind us here at City Hall. But the pride that they're feeling in a brotherly way for their younger brothers here, these Houston Astros who are now World Series champs, you know, it just has to be overwhelming.
Back to what you were talking earlier, I like to joke that the greatest tragedy in a man's life is when he meets the right woman at the wrong time. And the greatest tragedy for a woman is when she meets the wrong man at the right time. But in the case of Carlos
and Daniela,
no,
I think
perfect.
It's right.
Yeah. Big parade downtown. I don't know. At least 500,000 people here.
At least.
Could be a lot more. I don't know.
We'll be excited to hear once they tally that number up. But it feels like a majority of the city of Houston took a day off, came downtown, and they've been a part of the most incredible, noisy, celebratory environment we've ever seen. We're here at the Reflection Pond at City Hall.
The crowd behind us, when they start to cheer, I feel this little stage we're on start to shake. I mean, you can feel the vibration of it just from them cheering.
And just
wait till this starts. Oh, I know.
When everybody starts talking.
This is where it ends.
They'll introduce each player. I imagine they're going to take breaks because the crowd's going to be cheering so loud when an Altuve comes to the podium.
Now, Keith,
speaks today.
Yeah, Keith Garvin is strategically located where we're going to be able to see them, I think, get off the truck. Keith.
Yeah, a little loud out here, as you might imagine. We're at Smith and Pieces toward the end of the route, but they're saving the best for last because here comes the Astros on those fire trucks coming right down Smith toward Peace. This crowd is excited as they've been excited the whole day, the whole route. The Astros are being led by HPD, their mounted patrol. I can see George Springer there on the would be the left-hand side of your screen there. He is saluting the crowd, talking with the crowd. Everybody out here just excited. They've had some confetti out here every couple of minutes. I know when the Astros come through, we're going to see some more of that confetti. But see the officers coming through to make way for the fire trucks. Mounted Patrol is leading the way. Just an amazing day out here in downtown Houston. Weather couldn't have been better for this particular occasion. And the crowd is just loving this. You know, I mean, this is just something that Houston obviously has waited for more than 50 years. You can hear the crowd chanting Astros right now as they get closer. Right now on one side, I see Carlos Correa. He's on the left-hand side. And they have the mayor. Mayor Sylvester Turner is right there in the middle. Right there in the middle. And then George Springer is on the other side. You know Sylvester Turner has supported the Astros all season long. He was talking about that great watch party he had for Game 7. You can see Correa, the mayor, George Springer, they are loving this right now. You got Dallas Keuchel. Dallas Keuchel is holding up the trophy. I see Bregman, some of the other players. And they're stopping right now for a moment, just for a moment, so they can interact with the crowd. And my goodness, you see the confetti. You can see the confetti. What an amazing moment right now for the city of Houston. Just let you guys take it in for a moment. I'm going to shut up for half a second. I'm going to let you guys take this in. Was that this first fire truck with Correa, with the mayor, with Springer, moving on? But I just wanted to shut up just so you guys could take that in. For everybody who's watching at home, just wanted you all to be able to feel what it was like for these Astros to be saluted and honored by this crowd, these proud Houstonians. You know, for the last couple of months, we've been looking toward this team for so much inspiration. We got another fire truck coming. Let's turn back around here and get another shot of the second fire truck. Crowd getting out. I see Evan Gaddis. See Lance McCullers Jr. He started this past game, Game 7, to help the Astros win their very first World Series. Fires, one of the relievers is there. Derek Fisher, who scored that winning run in that 13-12 amazing extra inning game. So many of the now I see Gaddis. I see Harris County Judge Ed Emmett on the back of this particular fire truck as they go ahead and move on by. And we got one more. We got one more coming through. We got family members, members of the organization, more of your Astros there being saluted by this crowd. I see Musgrove, one of the pitchers there. Davinsky, he came in that Game 7. Hoyt as well, and I think we have another fire truck and two more buses behind us, but we're getting a look there at the three fire trucks that have passed by already. And again, just an amazing scene out here, people of Houston. This is the very end of the parade route, or close to the end, before they head on to City Hall for that big rally. From where I can see, I don't know if you guys can see it on camera, but there's a walkway, there's a sky bridge that goes across Smith Street here. And people are inside, lined up inside of that sky bridge as well, just checking this whole thing out. And we have another fire truck. Oh, that's one of the famous Astros there. Mr. Cruz from back in the 70s and the 80s, very beloved Houston Astro. He was saluted by the crowd. And I think the majority of the players on the current team have gone by. The rest of the folks are wonderful law enforcement members and members of the fire department. And I think we also have family members as well. And they're leading the chant, Houston Astros and Houston Strong. Houston Strong is the chant. Houston Strong is the chant. And those are family members because, my goodness, can you imagine if your son or brother or husband won the World Series and there was going to be a parade? You would want to take part in it as well. And so just an amazing sight here. Again, we're at Smith and Peace. This is toward the end of the parade route before they continue on to City Hall for that big rally there. And more folks here. Different organizations and companies and industry throughout Houston. These folks who are walking here are part of the Houston Methodist system. We got another bus coming through. I'm trying to see if I can identify some of the faces here. Oh yeah, Carlos Beltran. Carlos Beltran right there, right up front. Some of the other, looks like more family members, some coaches. We got Francisco Liriano, the reliever. He came in for a couple of pitches in that last game. More family members here coming on through. The confetti's falling. The confetti is falling, folks. This is just a great sight, such an amazing sight to see for the city of Houston. These great players, this great organization for what is really, really a great city. We have a band coming through right now. They're doing their thing. And everybody in Astros gear, Houston Strong, Houston Astros gear. And this is what you want the city to feel like on a regular basis. So I hope our Astros aren't done. I hope we get a few more World Series titles and maybe some of our other teams get some titles as well. Because it feels good to be a winner. It feels good to be a winner, most definitely. Got some other folks, perhaps members of the, I think these folks work for Metro, and they were able to get in on the parade because I think in this parade they want to honor so many other aspects of the city as well. So we've seen folks in the medical industry. We've seen folks with Metro. We've, of course, seen our police officers and our fire department as well. And so this is a parade that obviously is honoring our Astros, but it's about our city. It's about the city as well. And so just an amazing, amazing sight to see. And we are coming to the end of the parade because, as you can see, those officers right there are now starting to allow people to come into the street. And so this is the end of the parade, but they saved the best for last because these Astros were still hyped up, these Astros were still excited, and the crowd was excited as well. And so these officers are leading a group of very proud Astros fans as they come through the streets. Let you listen to them. Take this all in. I'm going to toss it back to you. You can stay on the camera as long as you want to. It's a little tough hearing you because it's pretty loud, as you might imagine. But what a scene, what a sight for the city of Houston.
Team just about to make its way to City Hall here, where a stage has been set up to receive them and all the other folks who will be talking after this parade.
And B, you just mentioned that should happen around 3:20. So if everything sticks according to the schedule, it's about 7 minutes away from where we are right now. A lot of people still making their way, some people leaving the downtown area, but many are trying to get as close as they can to City Hall to be able to hear their Astros players and to be a part of this post-party.
Well, it'd be better for the folks who are not here now to try and get in their cars and get
watch
out of the downtown area, because everybody tries to leave at once. It's going to be a real mess.
Yep. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of people probably made their way into downtown. We'll get that number a little bit later, but this was the biggest crowd imaginable, and they anticipated 500,000 people.
Timing for this parade couldn't have been better. I mean, the World Series ending as it did on Wednesday.
Perfect, because they're not going to do it on a weekend.
No,
it was either going to be today or Monday.
Right,
probably.
Friday's a perfect time for it.
And yeah, the weekend started early.
Here comes the truck rounding the corner here. The first of the trucks carrying the team. I believe I counted three or four ladder trucks. And then there's another fire vehicle behind that carrying team members and their families.
Yeah, fourth
as well.
One. I know Carlos Beltran was on.
The fourth one, yeah.
Let's see who's on this one here.
If that's the first, it should be Correa, right?
That
to the
is
left.
The first one.
Correa, I believe there is on the, if you're looking at it, front left.
Yeah.
I believe that's Correa.
Yeah, number one?
Yep.
Yeah, that's him.
And I'm not sure who else is on his bus or is that fire truck.
When you hear the crowd start to roar behind us, you'll know that they have arrived at City Hall, because they can see the top of the truck from where they're standing.
Right, so we'll know, you're right, by the noise level as to how close they are. But this is toward the end of the parade route now.
This is the proverbial calm before the storm.
Yes.
Here.
86 degrees outside this November day.
Here comes the truck. Look,
you see,
the lights?
Yep. Okay, so they're just pulling up right behind City Hall, where they're on Bagby right now.
Yep.
You know what I've seen a lot of on social media?
What's that?
Say it one more time, Daniel. Oh, hashtag reminder of, I guess, thank you hashtag.
Oh, thank you Astros. Yeah, for any social media posts that you may be doing, don't forget to include that hashtag. And there are a few right now. Told his barber he wanted the Correa. Thank you. Thank you, Astros. Do you get Daniela?
Did you see the haircut that Derek was?
Oh, from Houston Life? That was genius.
Yeah, he had
the star cut out on the side of his head. Houston.
Yeah, you hear Correa's haircut. Lance McCullers has a haircut people like. No, what I was going to say, y'all probably know some social media too, what this playoff run has meant to all the Houstonians, many of which were not necessarily Astro fans, sports fans, but it's brought them in as well.
Sure.
And I've seen a lot of social media posts saying, I became a fan just during the playoffs, and now I'm forever going to be a fan.
And considering how the Astros played and the level of sportsmanship and competition that took place during those games, you're definitely right. There are some new baseball fans out there.
This is an easy team to like.
Yeah. Okay.
These guys get it done on the field. They're involved in the community. Jose Altuve is going to have a charity event tomorrow.
Okay,
he's had planned, and he's following through with that.
What we're looking at right now is the first fire truck with players has arrived. The police department is trying to figure out a way
to get them
to make
now?
A hole through the crowd there to get the players up to the City Hall stage that's been set up here. So they're reconnoitering here, trying to figure out where's a good place to get them through the crowd and on to the stage.
Looks like that's Correa, I believe, holding up the trophy for the fans there.
Yeah, I think they're waiting for the rest of the security to get here to park the crowd and get the players up to the City Hall stage.
Yeah, they're getting closer to us.
Yeah, they're right alongside City Hall now.
You're right, and it's a matter of figuring out how to get the players in. So I'm sure that there are police officers ahead of this group already creating that opening.
I think this is it right here.
Yeah.
I mentioned a while ago there were no horses. I see two sheriff mounted patrol. And it looks like there's the team bus. As soon as they get through here, they'll get on that bus and probably go back to Minute Maid Park where all their cars are parked, where they've been this morning, and get home, start to celebrate in a personal and private way.
Absolutely.
Having won the World Series.
I think I mentioned earlier, some a group of them at least are heading to Orlando for the Disney parade tomorrow.
Right, right.
I don't know who's in that parade, but
I think they're
winning a world championship.
I think Disney invites the entire team, but I don't know if the entire team elects to go.
And a big thank you to our men and women in blue today.
Alongside
our fire trucks are doing a great job.
Today and every day.
This is a big crowd. Like you said, it took 2 days to get this pulled together. And so far, everything has just gone without a hitch. It's been a beautiful celebration.
Here we got the players and the families getting off the fire trucks at City Hall, making their way to the stage that's been set up right at the door of City Hall.
And we thank you for your tweets about our coverage and about our Astros and what the city is experiencing today. I guess you're feeling it. You're feeling the energy and the excitement that we're seeing here in downtown Houston. And the hashtag, thank you, Astros. Keep on sharing. Keep on posting. We appreciate you being a part of this community and giving us your 2 cents worth. You're watching us from Victoria. Thank you very much, Brian. Astros Parade. Thank you, Astros. There goes that hashtag. Watching the parade on TV, Jessica. Beautiful sight and moment. Well deserved. Houston strong. Awesome. Here's another from Prince Laura. This little Astros fan came from Beaumont to see the parade, and isn't she precious?
Anybody trying to tweet or social media message out of here?
Out of here is pretty difficult.
Yeah, you can't get a cell signal.
Yeah, I understand folks from MLB. MLB Network, Sportsnet Canada, they're picking up our KPRC feed and our coverage of this parade. So
that's great.
Hello to all the folks there in Canada.
And we thank you for the coverage.
We're going to tell you what it's all about. Yeah.
That's right. Somebody just tweeted Mattress Mac should get a World Series ring.
I saw that.
You know, a lot of people thought he should be the Grand Marshal of this parade, and I would agree with that.
I agree with you, too.
And he has been he chartered a plane and flew a plane full of Houstonians to Dodger Stadium for Game 6.
Ryan Korsgaard was on that flight. Good coverage there with all the fans, and they went home after the game.
I'm on Instagram. I'm seeing KPRC got some posts out. I'm trying too.
There's a hashtag thank you Astros.
That's
if you haven't done it already, thank you Astros. Hashtag thank you Astros. Anything you post, we'd love for y'all to do that.
We are celebrating Houston's champions here in downtown Houston. Astros getting off of the fire trucks, making their way into the reflection pond of City Hall, where the stage is set to hear them speak and for the crowd to hear them one more time. You know, it's one thing hearing them talk during these news conferences, but it's another to see them right in front of you, to have this intimate experience that you, Randy, and sportscasters get to experience on a daily basis in your interaction with these players. It's very, very special for everybody who's watching them at home.
One of the great stories, I think, on this team, there's so many of them. Evan Gattis is one. He's been with the team now, 3 years. His road back to the major leagues, he's from Dallas, so he's a Texan, and I talked to him in a clubhouse, and he was taken back after that win the other night. But here's a guy who broke away from baseball to kind of collect his thoughts and kind of what he wanted to do in life, and he went back to baseball. He still had that passion and decided to dedicate himself to that and took care of some things off the field, and then his rise through the ranks. It was a great acquisition by the Astros 3 years ago. He's been another big piece to the championship puzzle this year.
Parade started at 2 o'clock this afternoon. It is now almost 3:30, 3:25. So about an hour and a half long parade put together at the very last minute. As we mentioned earlier.
Wow. That's where we are. Look, there are people behind us in the reflection pond.
They're inside.
They're in the water.
Do you blame them? I mean, it's 86 degrees out here. I'm sure the feels like factor is up in the low 90s. And then when you're in the middle of that crowd, it probably feels like 100 plus degrees.
Well, I'm glad there are a lot of people to witness what's going on here and take care of the kids that are in that pool, because you can drown in very little water. That's a very dangerous situation there. Hopefully their parents are watching them very, very closely.
Right. You can't see the pool from this shot, but it's right there in the middle of the crowd. But you definitely see how populated it is out here. Thousands of people are standing and waiting, many of whom have been here since the parade began. Some of these people were not standing along the parade route. They've been waiting for that coveted spot right there to be up against the stage to be able to have that up close and personal look at their Astros team.
The timeline had been 3:20 for this portion of the day's celebration to begin, and it looks like it's getting started right now at about 3:27.
Every once in a while, we hear this guy talking and pumping up the crowd. Here we go. There we go. I think he's bringing up Mayor Sylvester Turner now.
There we go. Introduced.
Council members coming on stage now. Everybody decked out in their orange and blue appropriately. Some in Astros gear, some not.
We got the politicians walking up on stage.
That's
to
a
take
good
their
indicator.
Place.
Pretty soon we'll see some of the front office folks from the Astros making their way on stage as well, probably ahead of the players.
Jim Crane took a chance when he bought this team, and it didn't look like it was going to be a fruitful adventure for a while there.
Well, he came in and Jeff Luhnow. The two of them sat down and their staff said, listen, this is what we got to do to become a champion again. It's not working where we are. The minor league system was not developed, and they knew they had to act quickly to rebuild. And they stuck to their plan, Bill. A lot of people were ready to run them out of town already, but they stuck to their plan that said, be patient. And sure enough, there we are.
There's a reflection pool at City Hall right here. You can see the stage right in front of the pool at City Hall. People, as we pointed out earlier, are in the pool.
I think some of them are thinking, hey, I'm going to get a really good seat if I get wet.
You know, as long as I've been here, I've never seen a human being in the City Hall reflection pool and until today.
It was the first for everything. So I'm guessing our players are going to come through the doors, the front doors of City Hall, but they're getting them in the backside of City Hall. Because there's no way to cut them through on any of these side streets to get them to that stage.
Well, I would agree with you, except that the city council members came up the side, and you know, if anybody's going to make a grand entrance to City Hall, it's going to be the politicians. They're all posing for photographs with the crowd behind them there. The city council members are.
Just don't forget, hashtag thank you Astros.
Look at the crowd.
Boy, it's amazing. Orange, blue, and white amid the shade trees, and I bet they are thankful to find some shade today. Actually, we're pretty lucky. It's been a mostly cloudy day.
Huge blessing, really.
A huge blessing, considering how hot and muggy it is outside. Not normal for this time of year, but you know what? We'll take it. Not normal to have an Astros victory parade either. It took 56 years to get here, so at this point, we don't care what the weather is like.
We'll deal with it. Rain stayed away. That was great.
Crowd eagerly awaiting the arrival of the team here on the City Hall stage. I don't know if there's much room on that stage for any more politicians if we're going to get any of the team on here.
Yeah, only a few chairs up there. They'll be standing. I don't know how many Astros will actually talk.
Astros fans taking a little dip, looking for a cool spot to take in this celebration that's going to take place on the stage. Not long from now, a little bit behind schedule if they were planning on getting on stage at 3:20. So, all right, 10 minutes passed. Looks like there's a little game of something going on in the reflection pond. You know, we've got these inflatable baseballs. Randy's holding one right now. And they've been passed out in the crowd, so there's a good chance some of those are getting tossed around, too. As this party continues, up on the stage, the band is playing. Introductions are being made. So far, we just have city council members who have made it on stage, and Mayor Sylvester Turner. And I'm sure we'll be hearing from our mayor first, if I were a betting person.
Now that's almost a lead pipe cinch. Mayor has been a great supporter of the team. He has faced a lot of challenges here in the past couple of months. And to see our home team bring home a World Series trophy is a tremendous balm to the city of Houston. Really helps in the healing process.
And it's really a combination of an Astros win, and as you see on that inflatable ball, Houston strong. It's these two things that have merged because of what's happened almost back-to-back, the incredible loss and suffering that we've had and this incredible victory and celebration.
You know, after Game 6, there were a lot of people who still believed it could happen, but afraid it wouldn't. And then the jubilation after Game 7, very apparent here right now.
Now I feel like we're at an Astros game, right, with a chance.
They may keep this going.
They should. That's what it's all about. Astros fans in droves.
We need a lot of doors right now.
Here we go.
It's a big close here.
There's Orbit on the stage, so we're getting close. If you got the mascot, the players can't be far behind.
He's trying to get some noise going.
Oh, yeah. Fire
there
him up.
That's the bring the volume up.
He looks like an Aggie yell leader up there.
The
Here we go.
What do you call these women? They're the ones who throw T-shirts.
Yeah, they're on
the
top
game.
Of the dugouts. I'm going blank on their name.
They're not. It wouldn't be anything like the Astros cheerleaders, would it?
No, they're not cheerleaders.
They're facilitators in a sense because they get the crowd going.
Shooting stars.
The shooting stars. Throw T-shirts out to the crowd. Generate excitement.
Let's see if they're bearing any gifts today to throw out to this crowd.
Ooh, man, I don't know if I do that. I might get rushed. The stage might get rushed.
Might get a little crazy.
Let's go Astros.
Okay, so you got Orbit up there, the shooting stars. The stars themselves could follow soon.
And they're getting the chant going again here. I can't wait to see the reaction when these players actually hit stage. You can look out. I mean, they saw so many of them on the parade route, but you're going to be on stage looking out to this crowd.
I'm still trying to get video out on social media. Maybe tomorrow.
Eventually.
It's going to be old news.
We're going to celebrate today. Who's your governor?
Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee.
Mayor Sylvester Turner will probably be the first to speak. Ooh, look at the banner.
Big ol' World Series champs. Big flag. Orbit firing everybody up.
You know, he's usually much more successful than this. People want to see this team.
I think they've waited, many of them, what, 8 or 9 hours?
Yeah, they want to see the team.
They're hot and ready.
They want to see that trophy.
Speaking of hot, can you imagine the poor person inside that?
Oh, man. There's a little bit of weight today during this parade, huh?
He does that at a ball game, and you can barely hear. He's doing it here, and they're saying, now bring me the players.
We love the Astros, y'all.
I say he. Orbit could be a she, for all we know.
You never know. 3:45 on a Friday, a half work, half school Friday, if that. Feels like everybody from the city of Houston tried to make their way into downtown Houston today. And if not, you are perched comfortably on your couch or chair at home. And we are so grateful that you're joining us for this live coverage of our Astros victory parade and now celebration here at City Hall.
This will blend right into our 4:00 newscast in about 15 minutes from now. And cover that newscast will be on the air throughout all of our newscasts, 4, 5, 6, until 7:00 this evening.
I'm feeling Orbit's going to be a busy guy in the offseason. I think every school in Houston is going to want him to pay a visit.
Mm-hmm. Harris County Judge Ed Emmett, Mayor Sylvester Turner, our governor. We're waiting. I see a microphone. There's some announcing going on right now.
Mayor, looks like, what are we waiting on here?
Let's do this.
Mayor, obviously waiting for the high sign from someone to get this thing underway. Got the team all lined up
right there.
Yep, there they are.
There's owner Jim Crane on the left of your screen there.
Right. All the players are on the steps to City Hall, which is directly behind the podium.
You think they're going to, you see that that wall of paper? Is that going to
Here we go.
Are they going to tail that down for the team to come through? Is that what's going to happen or not?
Astros World Series Championship Rally begins with a man who kept us Houston strong all summer long, the mayor, Sylvester Turner. The governor of the greatest state in the nation, and for the first time ever, a World Series championship state, the Honorable Greg Abbott. Lieutenant Governor of the Lone Star State, Texas, our Texas, the Honorable Dan Patrick. Also like to introduce the Honorable Senator Ted Cruz. Sheila Jackson Lee. And Judge Ed Emmett. Now the man who took over this Astros team about 6 years ago, beginning in 2012, the owner and the chairman of your World Series champion Houston Astros, Jim Crane. In his third season as the manager of your Astros, he brought home a title, A.J. Hinch. Behind every great manager is a great, hardworking coaching staff. Here are your coaches for your 2017 champion Astros. Bench coach Alex Cora. Hitting coach Dave Hudgen. First base coach Rich Dower. Third base coach Gary Pettis. Assistant hitting coach Alonzo Powell. Pitching coach Brent Strong. Bullpen coach Craig Bjornson. Bullpen catcher Javier Bracamonte. Bullpen catcher Carlos Munoz. And coach Alex Cintron. Now, to welcome the players. Number three, Cameron Maben. Number six, Jake Marisnik. Number 13, Tyler White. Winning his first world championship in his 20th season in baseball. Number 15, Carlos Beltran. Number 21, Derek Fisher. Number 30, Juan Centeno. Number 31, Colin McHugh. Number 36, Will Harris. number 41, Brad Peacock. Number 43, Lance McCullers. Number 44, Luke Gregerson. Number 45, Michael Feliz. Number 46, Francisco Lariano. Number 47, Chris Davinsky. The man who saved Game 7 of the World Series. Number 50, Charlie Morton. Number 51, James Hoyt. Number 53, Ken Giles. Number 54, Mike Byers. Number 58, Francis Martez. And number 59, Joe Musgrove. Now, for your 2017 starters, the catcher, number 16, Brian McCann. He played everywhere. He led the team in RBIs. Number 9, Marwin Gonzalez. Your DH. Number 11, Evan Gaddis. We only need one word next for the next guy. Let's hear it for Josh Reddick. Number 10, Yuli Gurriel. How many big hits did this guy have? Number 2, Alex Bregman. The only guy with 2 rings for Game 7 of the World Series, Carlos Correa. Three simple words. MVP, Jose Altuve.
Oh yeah, I couldn't even hear the announcer.
He's been with the Astros for the last 5 years, started game one of the ALCS and the World Series, the big lefty, Dallas Keuchel. To win game 2, there were a lot of big stars. He hit the home run to win it in game 2. Then he hit one in game 3, game 4, game 5, game 7. The World Series MVP, George Springer. Your 2017 World Series champion Astros. Ladies and gentlemen, if we could please ask you to remove your hats for the singing of our national anthem. We welcome to the stage special guests from the Grammy Award-winning little old band from Texas, Mr. Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top.
Say, can you see by so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say,
backup singers, that was beautiful. It is now time, my privilege, to introduce the mayor that started out the year with the best Super Bowl the country's ever seen, dealt with the worst weather occurrence in history, now the leader of the city that boasts your 2017 World Series champions. With his leadership, the city gets stronger every day. Let's give it up for the mayor, the Honorable Sylvester Turner.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. What a terrific day this is for the city of Houston. On this day, because of the Houston Astros, we have people here in our city from the federal, state, county, and local level. As a tribute to what the Astros have done, give it up to the Houston Astros one more time. Let me start off first by thanking Jim Crane. Jim Crane invested in this team, took ownership of this team several years ago, and look where we are today. Jim, we cannot thank you enough. You and your entire organization, give it up to Jim Crane. Lastly, what I will say is that when the city needed a pickup, when the city needed someone to elevate us to another level, the Houston Astros stepped in. On the first Saturday immediately following the hurricane, the Astros came home. They played against the New York Mets on that Saturday. They won a doubleheader, and they have not stopped since. Boston didn't stop them. The New York Yankees didn't stop them. L.A. didn't stop them. And now we are here today. And so let me just say, because the Houston Astros, carry the city of Houston in their hearts, because they carry them on the field. Now we have had the largest parade this city has ever seen in its history. Jim, if you'll come forward. Jim, where's you? There you are. Jim, let me just say on behalf of the members of the Houston City Council and all members of the Houston City Council are here, on behalf of the members of Houston City Council, on behalf of 2.3 million Houstonians, but on behalf of folk all in this region, therefore I, Sylvester Turner, Mayor of the City of Houston, hereby proclaim November 3rd, 2017, as Houston Astro Day in the City of Houston. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Crane!
Thank you very much, Mayor. You know, your fans have been great all season. Gave us the extra little kick to get over the edge, the region, the state. Everybody got in behind our guys. The Houston strong on the uniforms really helped the guys get over the edge. But we've got a great team. These guys worked hard all year. The staff has done a heck of a job behind these guys. And, you know, Jeff Lunau built the team really from scratch and, you know, designed our plan and executed the plan and AJ took over and managed the heck out of it. But I really want to thank all these guys' hard work, all the entire staff. You guys did a great job. We love you all. Thank you.
Now we'd like to welcome into the center of the stage the governor of the great state of Texas, the Honorable Greg Abbott.
I want to congratulate the Houston Astros. This is a victory that is far bigger than Houston, Texas. This is a victory as big as the Lone Star State altogether. We are also very proud of the way this Astros team responded and won, but we are proud of the way that they won with character, and they won for you, the people of Houston and Harris County, Texas. I have with me two proclamations, one that goes to Jim Crane, one that goes to the mayor of Houston. These are proclamations issued by the state of Texas that declares November the 3rd, Houston Astros Day in the state of Texas. But there's more because I wouldn't leave here without you, because I brought something for everybody here. This says, dear, and then you fill in the blank. Please excuse, then put your name in here. From work, from school, from errands. As they have a very important event to attend, the Houston Astros World Series Parade. Signed by the governor of Texas.
Thank you, Governor. You guys are all off the hook now. We'd like to welcome to the center of the stage, this team won 101 games, then a tough ALDS against the Red Sox, a tough ALCS against the Yankees, and then an incredible World Series against the Dodgers. The man calling the shots all the way through, the manager of your 2017 World Champions, A.J. Hinch.
Wow. Hey, Houston, we did it. These guys did it. Let me tell you something. Did you guys ever step up today for our team, and our team stepped up for you in this city? We're going to forever be linked as a championship city because of 2017. So don't forget where you were when we made that last out and we became a 2017 World Series champions. So to these players, honestly, thank you. Thank you as their manager. Thank you for these fans. Thank you for how you show up at the ballpark every day and bring it. Thank you for how much you love each other. And thank you for making Houston a championship city.
Next up, a man who started game one of the World Series, game one of the ALCS. He won the first game that he pitched in the ALDS as well as the ALCS. You've known him a long time. He's grown that beard out. He could join ZZ Top if he needed to. Number 60, Dallas Keuchel.
Houston? What the hell took us so long to win a World Series? There's one member of our team not with us today. He hasn't really done much. So I want to give a little shout out. I want you guys to tell me how much Justin Verlander means to this team. Guys, we love you. We weren't playing for you guys. We were all playing together. We won this World Series together. Thank you, guys.
Up next, set the World Series record for most extra base hits. Total bases, the old record was 25. He had 29. He is your World Series most valuable player, number 4, George Springer.
What's happening? What's happening? How y'all doing? Yeah. So I remember back when we got beat by New York in New York that we weren't supposed to win, right? How'd that work out? I got told before game 7 apparently we didn't have a chance. How'd that work out? But I just want to thank every single person here, every person in the city, every person in the state of Texas that believed in our team. And I want to tell you that from the second we stepped foot on that field this year, we wanted to do something for everybody here. And it's about time we brought something home for the great city of Houston. So, on that mark, I want everybody to celebrate, enjoy it. Houston, we have a championship team, and no one can take that away from us.
We'd like to welcome Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee to the center stage.
Hello, everybody. Are we number one? Let me thank the mayor. Let me thank our elected officials that are here from all over our county, our governor, our federal. And let me tell you, I love these folk. To you guys, we've been loving baseball since the 1800s. You may not believe that. But what you have done for us, Jim Crane and the whole family, is that you have said to the nation that we are Houston strong, and where Hurricane Harvey came to Houston, we have won. So I simply want to thank each and every one of you and the privilege of representing Minute Maid and all of you. And I just want to bring a message home from Washington, Jim. Everybody that could manage to say thank you to the Astros from all over the nation, we're saying it on the floor of the United States Congress. They are proud of the Houston Astros. This is a world and nations team. So, Jim, if you would come forward so I can give this to you and the mayor. This resolution of the United States Congress is going to be in the congressional record. And I want you to know that these are our own special Houston Astros heroes, and they have a flag from the United States Capitol. Because they are number one. God bless all of you. God bless the Astros, and God bless the United States of America.
Judge Ed Emmett.
A great day in Houston, Harris County, and Texas. I'm going to turn to these guys because I rode in the parade, and what I saw were people who have hungered for this day for 50-something years, and all of us have somebody that we remember that we wish could be here today. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Judge Roy Hoffines. He would have loved this day. But what I saw that was more important, where's Evan Gaddis? I was riding with him. He's back there. There you are. We looked out and saw kids, children, and they were inspired. These guys have inspired future generations. Jose, not only future generations in Houston, not only future generations in Texas, future generations in Puerto Rico and Venezuela and all the countries that this is. Congratulations and thank you, Houston Astros.
Our final speaker of the afternoon, can I get a woo?
Thank you, MVP. Houston, we don't have a problem. We got a championship. Man, this is amazing, guys. Boy, since day one, I've loved you guys. I know we keep saying it, but I really love you guys. I love every single one of y'all out here today. The whole city, the whole state. But now, you guys know what we are? We're limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling dealing, son of a guns. Woo!
And so ends the City of Houston celebration for the 2017 World Series champion, Houston Astros.